Island Song by Zac Brown Band. Travel writer Fiona Harper posted some images on her social media lamenting the fact that Dunk Island, once such a popular five-star resort in the Coral Sea, lies in ruins after being hit twice by cyclones. Set within a 1,000-hectare rainforest national park, the resort still stands, but its buildings were unroofed and windows smashed by Cyclone Yasi in 2011. As a tourism asset, it deserves to be brought back to its former glory. Graham Kemlow spoke to Fiona earlier.
I've got Fiona Harper on the line, a reporter from Queensland. Welcome back to the show, Fiona.
Hello, Graham.
Good to hear from you. Now, you've been, I think you were on a triathlon training exercise and you ended up on an island that, I remember as a kid seeing on television the ads for Dunk Island with the beautiful Ulysses butterfly. It doesn't look too beautiful now there, does it?
Yeah, that's right, Graham. The island itself is still as magnificent as it always has been. So it's a beautiful island just off the coast. Mission Beach is about 4K off the coast. So the island itself is beautiful. There is a resort there, Dunk Island Resort, which unfortunately is not in great shape.
Now, it got whacked by a couple of cyclones, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Cyclone Larry came through in 2006, I think it was, and caused quite a bit of damage. The resort was renovated and restored. And then in 2011, Cyclone Yasi came through, and that was probably the fatal blow to the resort. And it's been sitting in a state of disrepair ever since.
Yeah, it wasn't a sort of a tiki hut resort either. It was solidly built concrete rooms and things, as I recall.
Yeah, that's right. It's a substantial resort. There's a number of buildings along the beach there. I'm not sure of the room numbers. I would guess there's probably capacity for about 200 guests there, so it's a reasonable size resort.
And I remember it was pretty popular with the corporate sector in the business events. They would fly their top achievers up there, and it was something of a crown jewel in that Great Barrier Reef area. You know, lots and lots. Maybe it's been overtaken now. Well, obviously it has by newer resorts. But it seemed to me as though it was a place with really good bones, and it wouldn't take much to sort of restore it. Obviously it has.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the buildings themselves are still there. You know, obviously a lot of the roofs are gone. The airstrip is still there, and it looks like it's in fairly good shape. So I imagine that's still being used. There's a jetty there that has recently been rebuilt, so there is sound infrastructure there. It's just waiting for someone to come along and love it.
Yeah. Now, it is privately owned, if I can use a term loosely. Probably it's Crown land, but there's a lease, we think, on it. It's a bit of sort of corporate history of this. It started out, was marketed by TAA, the Trans-Australian, the government-owned airline. And then Qantas at one stage had it as something that they promoted. Ansett, meanwhile, another failed Australian airline, they had a different bunch of islands up there, didn't they, that they were pushing?
Yeah, that's right. They had a number of resorts in the Whitsunday. So, yeah, there's been a long history of resorts in Queensland being kind of passed through different hands with Dunk. After the TAA and Qantas ownership, I think P&O Resorts took it over. Then they became Voyages. So, yeah, it's passed through a number of hands over the years.
Right, and we see most recently when I checked the files, it had been acquired by a Bond family company through Peter Bond, that's the son of Ellen Bond, who sold it to a developer, and we think it now may be back in the hands of the Bond family. I guess from a tourism perspective, which is what we're interested in, this is a fantastic asset that just seems to have gone nowhere for at least 9 years. And surely the government, the state government of Queensland, would be interested in getting this thing back up and running.
Yeah, it would be fabulous to see the resort back up and running. As I say, the island is just 4 kilometres off the beach from Mission Beach, which is just south of Cairns. So it's an amazing island asset to have so easily accessible to the coast. And the island itself is, it's quite stunning. It's covered in rainforest. There's walking tracks along the coastline up to the highest point. And it's got some really interesting history as well.
Right. Now, you didn't step into the resort area, but you flew your drone over to have a bit of a look, right?
That's right, yes. So the resort is actually right on the beachfront, so it's obviously off limits to anyone. So I didn't actually go into the resort, but I could see it quite clearly from the beach and, you know, from the drone.
Yeah, and look, there have been 60 Minute stories on this particular resort and others that are similarly in disrepair. But, I mean, I think this is probably the one that has the most potential. I say that not being a developer, but, you know, it certainly had a brand image that I don't think's really been that tarnished in the minds of, the baby boomer community, I guess, people who've got money to spend sitting on an island these days. Or maybe they don't anymore, I'm not sure. Now, what other developments on the island? Is it a caravan park or not a caravan park? A camping ground or something?
Yeah, so Parks Queensland have a section just near the jetty, and there's a sand spit. So they have a section there that is allocated to camping. So the only opportunity to stay on the island at the moment is to book a campsite. There's about 9 or 10 campsites. So for the bargain price of $6.60 per person, you can camp on the beach there at Dunk Island, and you've pretty much got the place to yourself. There's, you know, boats that head over there.
Wow.
Or campers, so it's put up while you can.
How big is the island, Fiona? Can you walk around the island away from the resort?
Absolutely. So to give you an idea, there's a walking track loop that's about 9 kilometres in a loop, and that probably takes maybe the top half of the island. So I guess if that gives you an idea of how big it is. It's maybe 15K from end to end.
Oh, okay. Well, that's bigger than I thought. So we don't know what the current situation is, but it's interesting that you should go over there and, you know, find it a bit sad to see such beautiful beaches and all the things that Australia raves about, and they allow this to continue. Do you know whether there are any regulations from government about being required to restore or improve this type of facility?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is legislation. Because the island is national park and it's obviously government-owned, there is certainly obligations for the owners of the leasehold or freehold, whatever that land is, to maintain it and, you know, keep it in a reasonable state of repair. So I'm not sure why, you know, it has sat there derelict for so long. It's quite sad to see, actually.
Yeah, it is, and especially considering it's got an airstrip that used to take Boeing jets, I'm pretty sure, but, you know, it's not a Lacaband Airlines operation. So, you know, there's an asset sitting right there in terms of the infrastructure to get passengers on board or guests on board. Anyway, I guess maybe we can put in a call to one of the government, whoever the government departments are. Freshly minted government up there now. She'd be full of vim and vigour and wanting to promise a big return on something, but this would be good. You know, because south of Cairns, what is there? I mean, Cairns and Port Douglas and Palm Cove are the sort of go-to destinations up there, but what is there south of Cairns? Not much.
There is a number of islands. So Dunk is part of the family group of islands.
Right.
Another well-known island in that group is Badara Island.
So there's a
resort operating, a very small resort operating on Badara Island, and a number of private homes there that operate as holiday lets. So Badara is probably a really good example of, you know, a beautiful island not far off the coast that is well-managed and, you know, is a really a bit of a secret island retreat, I guess, for those in the know.
I think there's only like 16 guests or something, isn't it?
That's right.
All you can eat and drink.
Small.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds... And I believe you're heading off to another island shortly to have a bit of a look around?
I am indeed. I'm heading a little further south to Magnetic Island, which again is another really interesting island. So there's about 3,000 residents on Magnetic, so it's a lot more accessible, a lot less resort style and some of these other islands. So Magnetic, with about 3,000 residents, it's considered a suburb of Townsville. So there's a school, there's shops, there's, you know, restaurants and all those things that you'd expect in a suburb. So, yeah, looking forward to getting down there.
That sounds good. Well, Fiona, thanks for checking in with us on the fate of Dunk. I'd love to take that a bit further. I might get on the phone and see what we can stir up in Queensland. You know, get this thing fixed. I know there's going to be COVID excuses now for the foreseeable future. But at least if there's some in principle understanding as to when it could be repaired or reinstated or bulldozed and turned back into national park and give everybody access to it, I think, yeah. You know, it'd be nice to know, wouldn't it? You'd love to have laid on the beach out in the front of the resort. It's probably beautiful water and safe to swim in. It'd be a bit protected, wouldn't it?
And you know, the interesting thing is the beachfront pool there is still in operation. So it's not being used, obviously. The current owners have obviously put some work into restoring the pool. So this beautiful, iconic pool on the beach that has Ulysses butterflies etched into the bottom of the pool.
Okay.
Which, you know, a lot of people have stayed there in the past and recognised that symbol of the island. So it's quite ironic that the swimming pool looks like the, you know, resort guests are still in-house and yet all around it it's derelict.
Right. Okay. All right, Fiona. Well, thanks for chatting with us and thank you for sharing a couple of your images too. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate the chance to see what it looks like, but it certainly looked a lot better than it looks right now.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Graham.
Graham Kimlow is speaking with reporter Fiona Harper.